Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Well, aloha, everybody. This is KP. I'm just taking some time to do a short recording. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I felt like doing it actually before I'm turning a show on. So this will be pre-recorded. In fact, it's being recorded right now. But one of the things that is going on right now is that there's certainly a lot of exposure that's happening. There's also a lot of, again, continued apocalypse of things going on. And I have pretty much got to a point where it's almost like there's nothing more to report. I've had a couple days... off to take care of some personal things, but one of the things that it just is, there's so much that's happening, and I don't feel like I'm not let's put it this way, my role is not as a newscaster, and that's not my role, and I'm not going to try and take that kind of a role on. It's just not mine. I mean, there's Jordan Sather, there's Lionel Nation, and a lot of different people who are really good, are really quite skilled at presenting data like that. That's not for me. It's really not for me. And, so I just have to select here and select there and kind of see what works. And... what doesn't. So, hold on a second. I'm taking a sip of some wonderful coffee. Ah, coffee with cardamom and anise. No, cardamom and clove and a little bit of butter tonight. So, we're just kind of enjoying things, and I really do believe things get unveiled to us as we go along. We are in a place now where there's a lot of, a lot of exposures happening, and that's fine. That's great. That's part of watching the show happen. One of the points that did come out during the Michael Sala article that I posted a little bit earlier today. It's the only article I've posted so far. And that has to do with QAnon posts link Clinton's and CIA to JFK Jr. plane crash. I think that a primary point that I did learn from that, and I did write it down, but that there's a lot of, how these people get into these games is really, who knows, sometimes. It's like, that's not something that I care to spend a lot of time on. I often talk about partners in contrast. There's partners, in the light, but there's partners in contrast. So all of the partners in this play that we're in right now are working for the light, for the ascension of humanity. It's like all of these people are really, everything is working together. And it's just as valuable to have the partners in contrast as it is to have the partners in the light. To me, it's very important, not to judge, not to judge, not to blame, not to blame these people. And of course, you know, there is going to be a process where those who have played the darker role, or whatever you want to call it, the contrasting role, they will likely have to be, you know, they'll have to face their role and maybe learn from that role that they played, just as we're each learning from our own roles. So that's kind of the deal with all of that. I just wanted to kind of put that out there, and this might be a very, very short show. I don't really feel like talking too much right now, but you know, I'm just kind of I'm not fed up with listening to Q. I'm not fed up with watching these things. I am aware that there's so much information coming out, and I think the question is that sometimes the question that comes up for me is, you know, what is my role in all this? You know, what's the question? You know, what is my role? And sometimes, sometimes, like in this case, it's really to not pay attention to all of the all the fallings apart that are going on out there. You know, it's just not to pay attention to all that. And I'm kind of like looking at it, and I'm saying, well, okay, this is fine, this is dandy, this is great. I see so and so and so and so is being exposed, and this part is being exposed, and I'm glad I'm not the one doing the having to do all the, you know, doing all that operation, that type of operation. But you know, the whole picture is really beginning to be unveiled, and where maybe before we saw the we saw parts of the picture, it's like now the whole picture is being unveiled, the whole thing, and that's very important, I think, to realize that the whole picture is being unveiled for many, you know, and a lot of us have always known that things are going on, things have been going on, things have been hidden. You know, there's a whole Facebook controversy going on now. You know, Facebook is being kind of exposed out in public, and you know, Mark Zuckerberg and all this kind of stuff, all these things. And you know, sometimes the most painful part for myself, or the most, sometimes the most uncomfortable part is really just seeing, is just seeing everything come out like this, and just kind of watching it. You know, we've known all these things have been going on, like the surveillance and that sort of thing, and that people are, you know, that these apps and these, you know, our phones, our wonderful phone tools, that these have been used, you know, we've seen it all being used. We've seen it in various movies, Bourne Supremacy, Airborne, you know, the Bourne movies, all the technology being used to surveil people and to get information on anybody, and sometimes it's take people out. That's all been unveiled, and it probably is being unveiled to many. You know, the same thing, you know, another uncomfortable part can be, you know, with other people, you know, expecting them, you know, we can't expect them to wake up at the same speed that we did, and you know, to catch up, but they are, you know, people are waking up, and so and I'm waking up. I'm continually waking up to things. So I think one of the things about that Michael Sala article was that it really pointed out to me that, just as an example, I'm just using it as an example, that they were pointing out that the Clintons, when he was governor of Arkansas, that the CIA started using the MENA airport as a drug-running place. And who knows the exact details of what happened? I don't know. Maybe somebody wrote, probably somebody's written a book about it. But in any event, it's very easy, especially when, you know, maybe you're in your earlier time on this planet, like the Clintons were at that time. It's very possible that they got, you know, they may have had some ambition, you know, political ambition, but they get caught up in this CIA operation. And basically the CIA is, I wouldn't call them the SS, but they're definitely the OSS. You know, the security, the very deep state, essentially, we're trying to control you, and they will take you do anything possible to get their job done. And so it's very possible, I'm not saying this is what happened, but it's very possible that these two beings were drawn into this for one reason or another. And once they found themselves in there, in order to survive, they had to kind of play along, and maybe just play along, well, okay, well, they're giving us a lot of money, and no matter what we can pull in you know, benefits us, then we can live in these nice houses and nice places and all this kind of thing. But there's always that price to pay, and there's always that, it's like going against going against that inner guidance. And it's very important to follow that inner guidance and be free. But when you're going against it like that, then you can be controlled. So all I'm saying is that a lot of times these things, there's hope, there's a guarantee, there's all sorts of the picture that we're not aware of, that we're not listening to, we don't see. And it's easy to get in this shouting match, you know, that, oh, how terrible Hillary is, and how terrible, whether it's on one side or the other, how terrible Hillary is. And some people, I'm sure, say how terrible Donald Trump is. And, you know, but there's a lot of people who like to blame Hillary and blame Bill and say all these things were going on. And maybe they were during their time, a lot of drug running or whatever it is, human trafficking, whatever it might be. But the whole thing that's going on, you don't know the whole picture. So eventually we may get the whole picture, and then we'll just see where it goes from there. But for myself, as someone, you know, at least I say I work with the light, you know, light worker and all that kind of crap. You know, it has to be real. It has to be real. And if I'm going to sit here and bash Hillary or bash anybody, you know, hit them over the head with a hammer and says, you terrible person. That's why I can't be these newscaster types. I can't be these newscaster types who really just rail on no matter who it is, whether it's Hillary or Bill or Obama or Zuckerberg or, you know, any of these people who are now being called out and who are now being shown to be, you know, to have been part of setting up this whole control state that has developed. So so in my mind, it's most important to stay in the light, but also to stay as a light being. You know, so that is probably the most important, you know, a very important message from that article. You know, it's more than just, you know, okay, doing light work, doing energy work. Well, that's fine. You can always say that, but is for me, it's very important to be a being of light. In other words, to bring light to the planet. And whether that can be exposure, that could be exposing some things. But for me, if I'm going to be talking about things, I don't recall if I don't think I've ever. Well, I'm not going to say I've never done this, but I just at the moment I'm seeing how important it is to not judge people, to not judge these partners in contrast, to be open to ideas and open to understanding the full picture of what was going on with them. That who knows? And if I don't know, then basically keep my mouth shut and just keep my mind focused on the light, you know? That's all I'm going to say about that. And right now, I'm not going to talk about any news. I don't feel like it. I really don't. This whole Q thing is great. There's a lot of exposures. But the thing about it is I'm just a little bit drained at listening to the whole thing. I'm done with listening to the whole thing. So in any event, I'm still going to end this with Brother Iz. And hope all are well. And in the meantime, aloha to all, and to all, a good night. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hail, 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 hail.